So welcome back to the what was supposed to be the 5:10 talk or so. We're running a couple of minutes late, as you might have noticed. But the next topic is about hacking health. And the way I got introduced to this topic was when I had a lab student from Egypt who had lost his leg in a tragic accident. He came over to Germany to have a prosthetic kind of fitted to himself. And what did he do with it when he had it for the first time? He started hacking it because it never quite fits. It never quite works the way he wants it. And I think this will be an interesting talk because Sandra Mamich is of the Global Innovation Gathering, which is a makers and innovators lab. And I think this whole idea of DIYing your own health is actually a really powerful idea. So let me hand it over to Sandra.
Thank you. So, thanks for coming. That's great. I will be presenting carables.org, which is a platform on hacking health, so how you can improve your own life in a makerspace or in a hackerspace. And I'm part of the Global Innovation Gathering, as my wonderful Harald just mentioned. So we are a network, a community of global makers, mainly based in Asia, in Africa, and in South America, but also with a few people in Europe. And I will dive directly into the topic because I only have 20 minutes. So what's the problem on healthcare and all these different devices and assistive tech that's helping us live our lives better? Well, first, for many use cases, the solution doesn't exist. Then there are many solutions that are very, very expensive, and then there are so many more that just suck because they are not really beautiful. So if we live the standard, abled life, we don't really notice a lot of the problems. People, for example, in a wheelchair phase when not even getting to the post, post box. Or some devices, like these screen reading devices, are so expensive. And if you just build them yourself in a hackerspace, you can get them for €250 or something if you just want to do it yourself. And then here's the example for being really, really ugly things that come from a medical store and that makes you feel very ill, like the crutch we just see here. They make you feel ill and you don't want to feel ill. You just lead your normal life and maybe you need some assistive tech for it. So the solution, of course, is hacking everything we just heard. You hack it yourself because you know best. You're the expert on your own problems, on your own things you want to have adjusted. You want to make them replicable. You want to make them adaptable so other people can copy it, can fork it, can adapt them in their own hackerspace and create something new out of it. And for this reason, you need to have it open and documented so others can really work with your designs. And also you can get inspired by the designs of others. So it all started in Berlin with the PubLab Berlin and Be Able. We have wonderful people from Be Able here as well. I'm very happy for that. And organizing some co-creation sessions on wheelchair. So it's called Made for My Wheelchair. Then we had a few groups in Wach, in Amsterdam, and a few groups in Milan. And they were all we're doing this in our hackerspaces or in our makerspaces, and we should do it together and spread the whole idea. And there are many more of these kinds of initiatives in the whole world who are doing assistive tech, DIY accessibility tools. So here's an example of how the Made for My Wheelchair project created out of the need of people in the wheelchair some really beautiful lights that everybody could use, everybody could create in their makerspace, and that looked just nicer than anything you could find before. And you can 3D print the casing, you can solder yourself, so it's all creatable in a makerspace. The most important thing for this is not just because I have a 3D printer in my hackerspace, I just create some stuff that nobody uses, but it's actually the core principle to either create something for yourself, so if I have a healthcare need, I'm the maker, or find other makers who help you if you are the person that maybe is not yet as acquainted with prototyping technologies, for example. And I have a world premiere today. The Hackademy that is happening. Oh, everybody's applauding already for that. That's really nice. Oh no. I'm so sorry, I didn't try that. So we all listen to it without the sound. World premiere of a video of the Hackademy, where Sven, who's using a wheelchair, who's a photographer, he really wanted to have a bicycle again. And so during the Hackademy in Berlin, he found a team of great, like an engineer and somebody from the medical field, and they created this bicycle together. The Hackademy is a hackathon format that is like going for 10 years. You see it without distortions, right? Yeah, okay. Because the screen here doesn't show it so well.
The distortion is just on the monitor for you.
Yeah, I saw it. Shall I try the sound again?
Can you plug the 3.5mm jack to the laptop?
No. Ah, here. Haha.
Ja, das sieht doch super aus. Sven kann alleine auf- und absteigen. Okay, zurück auf die Academy. Es sind nur noch 2 Tage bis zur Präsentation.
So, we still get a little bit
ultimativen Lenktest
of the mood impressions.
Ja, ich bin ehrlich gesagt total gerührt, irgendwie so herzerwärmend. Das Team ist so geil und es hat so viel Spaß gemacht, das Fahrrad zu bauen und jetzt an dem Punkt zu sein, wo er auch damit fahren kann.
Herzlich willkommen bei der Open Health Academy Nummer 2.
Alles für diesen Moment.
So Sven created this bicycle with a team at the Hackademy in this October in Berlin, and also with the help of Cardus, like we saw in the video when I was like, doing things here.
Oh, wir gesehen, hat funktioniert.
So. Oh. With this is just an example of what is possible if you just put some hackers in a camp, and they create together for the need of it. So, these caravels, as I explained, are replicable and adaptable in a makerspace. They are like things that are very complex that you can create knowing how, for example, a child with a special neurological disease also wanted to have a bicycle, and so his therapist, together with makers in the Fab Lab, in the Open Dot Fab Lab, created this. And it's also like a lot of parts that you can just create yourself that are well documented, and where you can replicate it also for another child, adapt it to a specific new need. And it was already replicated twice for 2 other children. Then during the course of our program, we already designed or co-designed with the people in the different groups many more projects. And so I want to showcase 2 that are very fun and that you can also get yourself a kit and create it yourself. The one is the JD style white cane. So a white cane, if you're blind and walk into the streets in the night or at Congress, you want to be visible. And so this lady over there, she really wanted to have Yeti style white cane, and within the Hackademy they created it, and now it's a kit that you can order online as well, or just replicate it yourself, but it's very complex. And the other one, less complex, is the e-scooter for wheelchair users. So if you have a wheelchair that is manual, basically you with this wood device, you can attach it to one of those electronic scooters, and you can have the scooter power your wheelchair. And it's very fun, not only for wheelchair users, of course, and it's with very basic material, replicable, like from your local supply store across the street. So, and of course, the food bike I already showed. And the main part of this should also be about the platform that we created, where you can all like either get inspired or also upload your own documentation of your own assistive tech projects. So, and I want to demo this more like live, because it's it's a website. We shouldn't look at screenshots of it. So we so far collected like 100 assistive tech projects, and our goal is to like collect a lot more, so you have one open hardware platform where you can find things that you want to replicate. And in the case that we don't have the full documentation on this website, which is not necessary because there are so many platforms, of course, just link to the original documentations on any other platform or even on your GitLab that is already available. So with this, we want to show like the variety of open hardware projects in healthcare. And of course, it has features that are just usual for open hardware platforms, but also our goal is to write stories around why this is really something meaningful. For example, this Glifo, and I also brought it. So you can touch it, and you can also, of course, 3D print it yourself. This is created together with the therapists of the children with this neurological disease. So the children put their hand in the wrong posture due to the illness, and the therapists saw that using such a device could help them go in the correct posture again. And the children, of course, have a lot of fun with writing because they can't hold the pen without some assistance. And the platform, of course, has also like previews, has file previews and such things. And we try to have lots of very different projects. Here's another one that is more on 3D printing, and where you can use a project to, for example, in a humanitarian emergency, create medical supplies that are not as easy to transport into the country where you are working at the moment. So also this has some previews. And the big announcement we have is that our platform is currently being open sourced, and that's like the last few things are done. So that's actually like an actual open hardware platform that is open source, because most of them are not, and that's something very meaningful for me and like for most people in our team. In case of we get EU funding, for example, for this project, so it's important that we have the public money, public code approach, and that everybody can also contribute in the future to this project. Yeah, so. So you can, we have put lots of energy into asking ourselves, how can we make the platform in a way that also, like, non-tech people can understand, and that you have a lot of questions asked when creating a project that help you reflect on how somebody can document. Because we see, while talking with many people, that documenting your own projects is the hardest part, and helping to do that better is very crucial. And so the other part of the platform is a more inspiring part of very low-key stories, where you can find out more about the projects and the backgrounds. Of course, also all the events, if you're creating a co-creation session or presentations or a conference around open hardware and healthcare, we would love to feature it there. And we have a lot of toolkits to help people create their own story. So like how you can create a co-design session. If you've never done that, try to help also with this. So there are several toolkits available for that. Also training material for medical professionals, how they can learn 3D printing and all these things. And that's the most important parts of the project. And I'm very, very happy to speak to you individually if you have any ideas how we can bring this to your own hackerspace, or how we can bring this to your own therapeutic organization, or how you want to contribute to it, or how we can help you also create things for yourself. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, I love this project. So do we have any questions from the audience? We have a couple of minutes. Anything from the internet? Not yet? Okay. Did I miss somebody?
Ah,
there we go.
Typically, there are a lot of regulations for medical devices. Are there any plans to get the medical devices certified internationally? Or
So there's so many layers to this question, of course. So many things that we are doing is giving you the knowledge how to recreate your own project. And if you just are a maker for yourself, you can do many things. And a big part, and you see here the partners of the project, is the legal part, where we have with K.U. Leuven legal team of two researchers who also publish who think a lot about these questions of liability, of certification, and how we can tackle those, and also how maybe the medical devices regulation that is coming into effect in May next year is working for us or against us, or such things. And there's a lot of exploration how to move around in this field. Like, how can I get some insurance as a maker if I create something for somebody who can't create it themselves, who just doesn't have the physical ability to push the button of the 3D printer or whatever. I would definitely like to exchange more ideas about that.
So one question in the front.
Yeah. I have no question, but I would like to add that we built a platform. It's called Match My Maker.
Yes.
And if you are a maker and have fun to create healthcare stuff, so please connect with us, matchmymaker.de. And if you have any ideas and you are not a maker but you need healthcare stuff, so please get in touch.
Yeah, so it's basically like a whole ecosystem worldwide of people working in assistive tech projects, who are working in healthcare and making projects, and try to support or try to support many of those initiatives, and also work closely together also with Mo, who spoke about the deregulation of open hardware earlier, and with many of those initiatives.
So we could take one short question. Do we have one short question? over there somewhere. I don't see him. Sorry. Oh.
Hi. Is there some kind of moderation, like, on your platform? If I submit something that's completely dangerous, like, on based on what criteria you say we put this up on the platform, and what do you not accept?
So far, we have very strict criteria because we're like curating all of this ourselves at the moment, and we also have like medical professionals in the group who are like very strict about that. But of course, there are so many things that are not hurtful and that like also have maybe low quality, but that we could just have on the platform as well. But we look into all the projects and try to determine how well is it documented, and also try to have like replication sessions so that we can see is this actually replicable. It's not possible for all of the projects because we now have already 100 that we found that are like on a high standard, but yeah, it's definitely something we want to have, like the field ready test or something. Yeah.
So with that, we are at the end of our talk. We have to wrap up now. Thank you very much, Sandra, for this wonderful talk and this wonderful idea and project.
Thank you.